Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. We're holding 6-7 lines from the top of the Yomid where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah of yesterday. So we should go back to the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amid Beis, and we'll discover that the Mishnah talks about the inyan of an Eved Kanani and how he's koine es atzmoi. Eved Kanani typically is for life. However, there are two ways of getting out earlier, and that is if the Odin is willing to accept Kesef to go and free him, to redeem him. And number two, if the Odin wants to do a favor to this Eved and gives him a shtar shichra. So it says in our Mishnah that there's a machlok between Rav Meir and the Chacham exactly how these two work in practice. So Rav Meir says, Koines atzmei bekesef al yidei achir. He cannot go and buy his own freedom. The money has to come from others. What's the reason for that? Why can't he go and give his own money? So Rashi says, because he doesn't have his own money. Ein kinyan le'eved b'lei rabbi. Any money that he receives from any source automatically goes from the Eved to the Odin. Instantaneously. He doesn't have to hand it over to the Odin. Whatever goes into the mishus of the Eved, the Eved finds a mitziah on the street. If he receives a Yerusha from his great-grandfather, whatever belongs to him automatically belongs to the Eved. Thank you. That being the case, Zok to the Mishnah, if he were to go and get the money and give it to the Odin, the Odin says, you're not giving me new money. That money belongs to me. So therefore, to redeem him, other third parties have to give the money directly to the Odin to be poited. That's by kesef, idei achir. As the Gemara will say, v'loi al yidei atzmai. By ishtar, it's the other way around. Shtar's got to be al yidei atzmai. He gets the shtar in his hand. Don't let the shtar go into the hands of others. Why not? What's the problem? Gemara will address that shortly. That's Remeir. The Chacham say just the opposite. Bekesef al yidei atzmai. He should go and give the money. We just said now that Masha kana Eved kana Rabbi. The Gemara will address that. Note that the end of the Mishnah, skip three words, it's not money that's coming from his own pockets, it's money that's being supplied by others. Through him, the people give the money to him, and then he gives it to the Odoi. Where Rashi learns in the Mishnah, and this will be one of the Pshatim in the Gemara, it's because the others say to the Eved, we're giving you funds, Almanas, she'ein l'rabach reshus boy. Giving you money on the condition that your rabbi does not receive it from you, does not automatically get it from you. It will reside for you for the time period. We'll talk about this much more in the Gemara. Ubishnar, you can go and be koina al yedei achir, which is mashma, only through achirim and not through him himself. And the question is, why not? You hand it over to him. The Gemara is going to give us svara because, after all, as long as he is still an Eved, when you go and deposit something into his hand, guess what? It's as if the Odin took it from his right hand and put it into his left hand. And therefore, giving it to the Eved directly, you haven't accomplished anything. Masha kana Eved, kana rabbi. Therefore, you have to give it through others that will be zoche on behalf of the Eved. So what does the Meir hold? The Meir says to Bishtar Yidei Atzmai, as soon as you give him the get Shechrur, how is he coined it? It's as if he put it into his left pocket, he put it into his left hand. It hasn't left the Rishus of the Odoi. And the Gemara is going to say about that famous halacha that Gitter the Yodoi boy in Ke'echad. Seems to me that only Remeir holds that way and not the Chachamim. We're going to deal with that all in the Gemara. So this is just background content, and now we're going to discuss the details.
Something that's bothered me yesterday, isn't it prohibited to free an Eved? So why is the Mishnah codifying something which is technically illegal?
First of all, it's a machlokes between Rabbi Cheskel and Rabbi Kiva, whether or not the din of the Oilam Behem Ta'avoidu is a mitzvah, or whether it's Rishus. We're just telling the person you should know, Oilam Behem Ta'avoidu, that you have no duty, there is no 6 years, there's no yovel, you can keep them for us. It could be it goes according to that man the yomim. Even if it's going according to man the yomim that says that it's a mitzvah to hold on to it, but our Mishnah is telling us what happens if the person doesn't want to be Mekayim the mitzvah, is there a legal possibility of freeing the Eved without that kiyamot? On to the Gemara, Zok Timar. The Koyatzatzim Bekesef, and now referring to Reb Meir exclusively, where Reb Meir says that if you want to go and free him Bekesef, it's got to be Al Yedei Achel. Zok Timar, because Al Yedei Achel. In Ablei Yedei Atzma. So it would appear only through Achel and not through himself. But Maya Skinan. So let's understand what's the background information. Are we trying to go and free him without either the knowledge of the Eved or without his consent? In other words, he's not involved. Rather, who's involved? Achirim that are freeing him. Break the Gemara, Nachdi Shemana Le Remeir. We know that a mayor holds the Amachayv who the Eved sheyetz mitad, sheyetz miyat, Rabbi Lechayrut. We had a machloikis back in Masechtas Gittin, which our Gemara is going to review once again. So machloikis whether it's considered to be a schus for an Eved to go Lechayrut, or a choiv for an Eved to be yoitz Lechayrut. So you're thinking to yourself, of course it's a schus. He'll be now free to do whatever he wants. Until now he's a slave. Reb Meir says, no, it's a choiv the Eved. Why is it a choiv the Eved? And the Gemara gives two reasons back in Masechtas Gittin. Reason number one, what happens if he happens to be an Eved of a Kohen? An Eved of a Kohen is allowed to go and eat Truma. So you're going to say, no, Mazel Tov, so you eat Truma, it's a big deal. The Truma only costs a fraction of what regular Chulin costs. Why is that? Because Truma has a very limited market. How many Kohanim are there in Klal Yisrael? Not that many, even nowadays. How often on a Monday and Thursday, there's no Kohen in Shul? There are 10, 10, 12, 15 people. Now one kohen. So therefore there's a very small number of kohanim. And therefore if a person opens up a truma shop and selling truma, he's not going to have too many customers. And therefore the value is going to be discounted tremendously vis-a-vis chul. As long as this Eved Kenani belongs to the kohen, he can go and get cheap truma and he can have everyday fancy Danishes and delicious wine and all the rest. As soon as he is freed, all of those delicacies that he's been used to are going to go up in price dramatically. Not that they're going to go up in price, but it's going to cost him much more because he can't go and buy truma, he can only buy chulin. So that's choiv number one. And then the Gemara Masechtas Gittin says, well, that happens to be an Eved of a Kohen. What happens if an Eved of Yisrael? Says the Gemara, what happens when the Eved gets free? He's going to become Jewish, he's going to go mekabel mitzvahs, have a mila, tefila, all the rest. How easy is it going to be to go and find a shidduch? Won't be so simple, right? Anybody have any background information about shidduchim? It's not a simple thing. However, as long as this Eved is an Eved, he's got a million shvachos that are standing online that are available to him. Moore uses the expression that avde behefkeira nicholei, zilei, shchitzelei, Shchichalei, Pritzalei, you know, unfortunately lots of shvachis, a lot of koitis available to him, and therefore he can marry any of them. So his being free and now becoming a free person, he won't have that availability to go and mate with all of the shvachis, and therefore it's a chay. That's according to a man. If you disagree, then you hold like the rabbanon. It's a machlokes. Okay. Anyway, Zok Timar. Remember we said in the Mishnah, Kes lo yideh achirim, lo yideh atzmai, asks the Gemara, are we talking about Shaloi Midat? Shaloi Midat means without the knowledge or consent of the Eved. So Mechti Shmano Le Remeir. Remeir holds that it's a Choyv the Eved, Sheyetz Mitachis, Rabbe the Chetz. Betanina. And we have that famous Mishnah that says, Zochel Yadam Shaloi Befana, Vein Chavon Le Yadam Befana. Maybe it's not a Mishnah, maybe it's a Braisa. But the point is that the din of Schus, Zochel Yadam Shaloi Befana, you can be Zoich on behalf of somebody without asking him, without telling him. You know you have a good friend, and you want to go and pick up a metziah for him, and you say, I have in mind for that fellow, you can zoicha for him, even though the other guy doesn't know anything about it. But you zoicha, it's a schus.
So the general law, if the person's going to benefit from it, you can...
You can be zoicha even without his knowledge, even if he didn't ask you, even if he didn't tell you. You know that he's going to be very happy with it, you can be zoicha on his behalf.
Here we're saying by him being freed, it's not necessarily
good. Exactly. You can only do something that is going to cause an obligation for him, a negative thing for him. You can only do it with his acquiescence, with his consent. And therefore, since freeing an eved is a choiv according to a mayor, if we're talking about al yidei acherim, and shleim yidati, he doesn't even know about it, in chavon le'yale b'fana. So how does it say in the Mishnah that he can become free? Because by yidei acherim. It's ela pshita, so l'choira, it's a double pashit, and the Mishnah is talking about midatai, that he knew about it, and he authorized it. Yo, 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 you can go and take, and you can buy my freedom by giving money, I'm very happy, it's a freedom. Aha. So then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? That only if the monies go directly from the Acherim to the rabbi, that's the way to go and free him. Don't give the money to the Eved to give to the rabbi. You know why? Because as soon as you give it in the Eved's hands, it's as if you've given it in the Odoin's hands. So when the Eved comes the next day and says, Odoin, I want to buy my freedom, here's $1,000. The Odin says, I don't know where you got that money from, but I don't really care, because it's not your money, it's my money. And I'm not interested in freeing you. Hand over the cash, it's mine. And so therefore that's why you have to have Kesef al Yedei Achim. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. Kesef al Yedei Achim is talking about a case that it's Datoy. He knows about it. He himself should not take possession of the money because it'll go directly, instantaneously, to the rabbi. Since we want to be poydim, rather it should come through achim. So if we're talking about midatoy, let's continue on the sefer. What does it say in the sefer? Ishtar al yidei atzmai. Again, it's mashar yidei atzmai in al yidei achirim loy. Only if he receives the shtar shechar, not if somebody else gets it on his behalf. The im midatoy, if it's with his acquiescence, with his consent. So what's the problem whether if the shtar is being given to somebody else? You give the shtar to him directly, like the Mishnah says, but why shouldn't he be able to go and give it to Achirim as well? After all, he says, yo, yo, I'm asking, I know it's a choyv, but I still agree. So my lord, what's the problem? Maybe you're going to go and tell me, my al yidei atzmai, when it says shtar al yidei atzmai, it doesn't mean exclusively al yidei atzmai. But rather it means af al yidei atzmai, meaning, since we said that according to Rameh, by Kesef it can only be al yidei achirim, not al yidei atzmai, because if you give the Kesef to the Eved, it's as if giving directly to the Odoin, and now he has no money to free himself. So by Kesef it can be al yidei achirim. Abishtar, af al yidei atzmai, not only achirim, but even through himself, he can also take the shtar. So you're going to tell me, so what's the chiddush? Chiddush is, Akamashman to get to the other boy Kiachat. Because I would have thought that since he happens to be an Eved, when you hand over a shtar to him, it's as if you're handing it over to the Odoin. And if the Odoin is the one that's giving him the shtar, it's as if the Odoin is taking it from his right hand and putting it into his left hand, taking it out of his right pocket and putting it into his left pocket. Because Masha Kana Eved on the rabbi.
But the shtar, though, demarcates the ownership of the slave. So the moment he gives him the shtar, it's the relationship of slave and master is over.
What you are saying is, in fact, what the Gemara is telling us, the gitta the yodoy boim ke'echad. But that you're making it so simple, the Gemara considers to be a big chiddush. Why? Because he only becomes emancipated once he gets the shtar. But at the first second, when you're handing over the shtar to him, he's not emancipated. He's still an Eved. He's still a slave. So that first second you're putting in his hand, it's like taking it from the rabbi's right hand, putting it to the rabbi's left hand. Because Mashikona Eved, Kona Rabbi. It's a chira second later after he has received the shtar, then he becomes emancipated. Shkoyach. But he was an Eved until that second, and therefore he didn't have a chance to become free. That's the chiddush. What our brother Danny has just told us, Daniel. The get to the other boy kechad, it happens instantaneously, concurrently, simultaneously, that as you hand over the shtar, not only does he become free, but he gains his hand back. This hand that had belonged for the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years to his rabbi now becomes his. Therefore, get to the other boy kechad. Good? Yes.
But doesn't the shtar specify, like, the name of the person, the Eved being freed?
Everything, so, yes, that's all correct.
Right, so if, how could it be, so the owner giving it from right hand to left hand, but the shtar specified that this person is going to be free, not so. What difference does it make, right hand, left hand? We should look at the content, the actual written contents of the shtar, which specify that this person who's in Eved is now being free.
Very good. What happens if the Odin writes out a note that he owes Yankov Smith $100? And he takes the shtar, he writes it all out from beginning to end. I owe Yankov Smith $100, signed by two Adim, everything is great. And what happens if this individual, instead of handing the shtar over to Yankov Smith, he takes it from his right pocket, he puts it in his left pocket? Has anything transpired? Has anything happened?
No.
No, because he just kept it for himself. But it doesn't say his name. His name happens to be Beryl Jones. But nevertheless, he never gave it to Yankov Smith. So there's nothing has happened. Same thing says Igmar. Even though it says in this shtar, I am now freeing Willy Billy from being a slave for me from now on. But if he never gave it to Willy Billy, he held on to the shtar, nothing happens. But he gave it to him. He didn't give it to him, because anything that you give to Willy is as if you're giving to yourself. Took it from right pocket, put it into left pocket. It says Igmar, but that's the chiddush. If you hold, get to the other boy in Ke'echad, so at the moment that he's receiving it, oh, it's no longer from right pocket to left pocket. Now it's given from me to him. But the fact that it's written out in his name is nothing, because I'll retain the note for myself, never give it to Yankov Smith. I'll retain the shtar shekel for myself and never give it to him. To the other bank. So Gemara, on the surface, this works. Okay, so the ratio of Remeir, the kesef only adei acherim, v'lei adei atzmai, and the shtar, both adei atzmai and adei acherim.
Is this midat or low midat?
At the moment, the Gemara is talking about that it's midat. Right? Go back 3 lines. The midat, ayde achirim, my loy. If it's midat, why can't it be ayde achirim? Maybe you're going to go and tell me pshat in the Mishnah. That when it says in the Mishnah, ubishah ayde atzmo, it means afal ayde atzmo. But kamash, let me give you a chod, both atzmo and achirim, and it's midat. But like Tony Hachi, but I have a price that doesn't say that. The sanya. Bishtar Ayide Atzmoy, the Loya Ayide Acherim, Divered Meir. Therefore, the Gemara assumes that this Braisa is just reflective of the halacha of the Mishnah, and it's just explaining that when it says Bishtar Ayide Atzmoy, means only Ayide Atzmoy, and not Ayide Acherim. And as you just pointed out, if we're talking about Midatoy, why shouldn't it work Ayide Acherim? Even though it's a Choyvli Evid, like we said before, according to Rameir, but nevertheless, if he consented, if he acquiesced, then it works. So why would it say in the Braisa, if we're talking about Midatoy, Ayideyatum Vloy Ayideyachayrim? So therefore, whether we learn Shaloy Midatoy or Midatoy, we have a problem with the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say the way it works? The Choyra, it doesn't work that way. We said that if it's talking about Shaloy Midatoy, had the Gemara talk about it, the Gemara said it's only a Shalei Midatoy, why does it say the Kesef Al Yedei Acherim and V'loi Al Yedei Atzmai? Back to the beginning, my skin. So how could it say in the Mishnah the Kesef Al Yedei Acherim if it's Shalei Midatoy? If he doesn't even know about it, how could the Acherim go and be Zoicha on his behalf? Sorry?
Maybe they don't hold that, but like a corner Rabbi Meir, it's a negative thing. Maybe because it's a positive thing.
Who's they? Who's the they?
The Chacham, I don't know.
Who's the recipients? The Acherim, the recipients.
Go back to the Mishnah.
The givers of the money.
My good friend, let's go back to the Mishnah.
Sure.
The Konis Atzmi, do you have that? Konis Atzmi, Kesai De Acherim? That's the first and second line of the Mishnah of Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Kona es Atzim bekesvay deicher.
Yes.
You're on the same page?
Yeah.
Continue on. Ubishayi de Atzmai.
Right.
Divrei.
Rabbi Meir.
Oh, Remeir. So Remeir is the one that's talking. And Remeir says, I want you to know when it comes to Kesef, it's got to be Al Yedei Acher. Now the question is, if it's too much Shalim Yidatoi, how can the Acherim go and accept, not accept, how can they go and pay money and free this Eved Kanani? Eved Kanani says, he doesn't say because he doesn't even know. But if he doesn't know about it, it's a choy for him. He is basically telling him, don't do it. I don't want to be free. I want to be able to get cheap truma and be able to go and eat huge amounts at a discount. Besides that, even if I happen to be an Eved for Yisrael, I want to be able to go and mate with all of my shvachos friends. I have plenty of these female friends which are available to me. Gevaldik, we don't have any shidduch problem in the Eved Shivcha realm. So, only among free people.
So Rav Meir doesn't hold Zachin, or does he?
Go back to the Gemara. Back to where we started. Guess why they had an in. What does Rav Meir hold? What does it say to the Gemara? Chovul the Eved, the Meir holds it's a chov. So can Achidim now be Kona on behalf of this Eved without his consent and knowledge?
No.
No. It says in the Mishnah they can.
Okay,
guess why they're Achidim.
Okay.
Yeah, so according to the Meir himself, Achidim doesn't work. Why would the Meir say, Elamai off seeing the tummy? It's not talking about Shulei Midata. It's talking about Midata.
Right.
Oh, if that's the case, so let's go now to the case of Shtar. Shtar, Yideyatzmoy, if it's Midata with his consent and with his acquiescence, so why can't the Mishnah Yidei Achirim? So you're going to go and tell me the Mishnah Taka means not only Ayidei Achirim, but also Ayidei Atzmai both. But we have a Braisa that says Rav Meir, that's the Braisa we just quoted a moment ago, Mishnah Yidei Atzmai, Mishnah can only be Ayidei Atzmai. If we're talking about Midatai, why can't it be Ayidei Achirim? Right. Tiv Rav Meir. So whether we're talking about Shloi Midatai, we're going to have a problem with the Kesvai Yidei Achirim. And if we're talking about Midatai, we're going to have a problem with the Shtar Yidei Atzmai. Why not Yidei Achirim? So either way, we're going to have a problem. Jokti Mora, two terutzim to this quandary. First, we're going to have Abaya, then we're going to have Rav. Both of them say it's talking about a case of Shloi Midatai. Shloi, look, it's a Shloi Midatai, then how could he free himself because of Yidei Achirim? He doesn't even know what's going on. The Achirim are paying money to the Odin. Stop! Don't give money to the Odin! Very possibly this Eved does not want to go free. It's a Choyvu the Eved. If it's Shalim Midata, how does the Mishnah say that it works? So that's the key issue that we're going to deal with. And Abayi says something fascinating. Omer Abayi Le'im Shalim Midata, Yishani Kesef, Hoyul V'Koni Le'im Bal Korche, Matni Le'im Bal Korche. When it comes to Kesef, he can be purchased against his will. Now, how could he be purchased against his will? Because this Evi Kanani previously belonged to Mr. Smith, and he's selling him now to Mr. Jones, and the Evid Willie says, I don't want to go to Jones. Everybody knows Jones is such a difficult character. He enslaves his slaves, and they really feel it. It's torture. I want to stay with you, Mr. Smith. Sorry, the price is right, and I'm selling you. So he sold Bal Korche. Just like him, he sold Bal Korche. Matni le Bal Korche. We can also free him and give him his freedom, Bal Korche, against his will. When it comes to Kesef, since you can be kind in Bal Korche, you can also free him, Bal Korche.
Why did they automatically make that assumption?
Why
do they make that assumption? Just because he could be sold or bought against his will, that automatically means he got free to get, meaning, I don't know, just because the one is against his will, that means he bought other is also.
What the Gemara is telling us is, according to Abaya, that the mayor holds when it comes to the kinyan of Kesef, since the Kesef brings him into slavery or continues his slavery against his will, the same Kesef can also free him against his will. It works against his will. Kesef and Avodim, regardless of what he likes it or not, it's against his will. That's the kinyan of Kesef. Frank Demori, Yochi Shtarnami. Why don't we say Bashtar the same thing? What happens if Smith sells his Eved to Jones? He sells him with a Shtar. So that's also against his will. Willie says, I don't want to go and be sold. I want to stay with you, Smith. Sorry, I'm handing you over. Here's the Shtar. Ruoi Bazoi, the Shtar is also Bal Korche. So say the same thing, that you can also be Koine him Bal Korche, and our Mishnah said, Bishtar Yidei Atzmai, Vulei Yidei Achirim. So, Kimori, you cannot compare. Hai Shtar Lechud, Bahai Shtar Lechud. This is a Shtar in which he's being enslaved. This is a Shtar in which he's being freed. Two different types of Shtar. It's true, they're both on a piece of paper. They're both written with black ink against a white background. Both of them have two signatures on the bottom. However, the shtar inherently has no value. The piece of paper is worth less than a shovel puta. The value of the document is the words which are written in the document. In the case of sale, it says, here's a bill of transfer. I'm transferring Willie from Smith to Jones. That happens to be the first form of shtar. This, now that he's being freed, is a brand new shtar, which is written totally differently. It says in it that now Willie is being freed, and now he can go lecheiris. He's now a ben chayrin. So you can't compare one shtar with the other. Just because he can go and be bought against his will with a shtar, he cannot be freed with a shtar. This is also, this is money for acquisition, and this is money for freedom. Aren't they also two different monies? The coin itself is the same thing. That $100 bill with the George Washington on it, which was used to go and purchase, that same $100 is now being used now to go and free him. Sorry? It's not, it's not Washington, it's Franklin. I stand corrected. It's Benjamin Franklin. Right? Okay, no, I'm fine. It's a, Washington's probably on the $10 bill, right? Okay. I don't often have $100 bills. I usually go more than 10. But whatever. And if it's somebody else, if it's a Lincoln, that's $5.
Benjamin, so
the Benjamins, they're different. The Klafler, yeah. The anyway, but the point is...
Okay.
Anyway, the point is that it's exact same money. So when it comes to money and avodim, it's all bar koch. Whether the coming in, the entrance, or the exit, it's all bar koch. Therefore, says our Mishnah, that's why even it's shaloi midatoi, kesavai de'achidim, others can go and free him, whether he likes it or not, because when it comes to kesef and avodim, it's balkarche. That's what Abaye says. Why don't you say by shtar it's also balkarche, just like it brings him in, balkarche takes him out? It's two different types of shtaris. You can't compare one shtar to the other. This paper says you're a slave, and this paper says that you're free.
But we're learning all from Gete Nashim, and there you can divorce a woman without her consent.
That's certainly true. But we don't learn all of them. You'll see Mitchum on the bottom. The more it's going to...
Okay.
If you look at the last three, four lines, Lola Meisha, depends how you learn the drush of Lola Meisha.
Okay.
Anyway, so this was teretz number one of Abaye. Teretz number two of Rav. Rav Omar, Kesef Kabbalas Rabbi Gormaloi, Shtar Kabbalas Achirim Gormaloi. Rav says there are two different ways of effecting this person's freedom. In the case of the Kesef, we're thinking of who's freeing him, the people that are giving the money. The one that's freeing ultimately is the Odoi that's receiving the funds. As soon as he gets the funds, then the Eved becomes free. Says Rashi, it's not that the Odoi becomes the Shliach on behalf of the Eved, rather, the Odoi is himself and is being Makna the Eved. So it's not so much that he is being Kona the funds as much as he's being Makna the Eved. Since it's his Eved, he has a right to go and be Makna. The fact that the monies are being handed over by the Acherim is limalav loy moirid as to who is effecting the kinyan. The one that's effecting the kinyan is the rabbi. And the rabbi has a right to do whatever he wants with his avod. So he's being Makna the Eved. And that's how it works. Guess why they hate. The shtar, however, how does the Eved go free? When someone receives the shtar on his behalf. Oh, to receive the shtar on his behalf. That's already a different story. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid. Kesef Kabbalas Rabbi. Kesef Kabbalas Rabbi. Almost halfway down the Amid. About 10 lines higher than where we are in the Bible. Kesef Kabbalas Rabbi. Shemekabel Rabbi HaKesef. Gor Maloy Lehishtachrer Me'elov. The Kabbalas Kesef through the Rabbi. That frees him. Ve'in Acherim Halolu Chovin. These other people, they're not doing the Choyv, right? We asked, Ein Chovin Odom of the Fakh. They're not doing the Chovin. Ela Kabbalas HaRav. It's the Rav that effects the Kinyan. The Rav doesn't become the Shliach of the Eved. He's just looking out for his own personal interests. As far as his personal interests are, he wants the money. He doesn't want the Eved. He says, Eved, you did a great job until now, but I don't need you anymore. I could use the funds. When it comes to a shtar, who is effecting the kinyan? The person that receives the shtar in his hand. Since, according to a mayor, it's a choy for an eved to receive his kinyan. And that's why Amisha says, Mishtar can only be al yedei atzmoi. V'loi al yedei achirim.
Why can't it be al yedei achirim with the das of the eved then?
But our Mishnah is talking about shloim midatoi. That's how we started off thinking about it. It's a Mishnah talking about shloim midatoi, then I'm going to have a problem with kesef. If you're talking about midatoi, I'm going to have a problem with shtar. there it says Gemara, both according to Baya and according to Rabbah, talking about Shalai Midat, right? So I have the problem with the Kesef. So both Abaye and Rabbah deal with that. Abaye says there's no problem because Kesef, by definition, is a Shalai Midat type of thing vis a vis the Eved, both on the entrance and on the exit. So no problem that it's Shalai Midat, it's about Karchai. Well, according to Rava, we're talking about the Kesef, it's not the Acherim that are affecting the Kinyan. You'd be right. If it's the Acherim affecting the Kinyan, they can't do that. It's a Choy for him. But it's the Adon that's affecting the Kinyan by accepting the Kesef. And the Adon can do whatever he wants vis-a-vis the Eved. He doesn't have to ask the Eved for permission. It's his chattel. He throws him out by after he receives his money. So those are the two terutzim of Abaye and Rava. We're going to come back to it in another couple of minutes, but now we're going to investigate and understand the Chacham. The Chacham Oimim in a Mishnah B'Kesef Al Yedei Atzmai. And we're going to go through the very same type of analysis that we went like through Remeir. But we're going to first assume that since Remeir is talking about Shaloi Midatoi, both according to Abaye and according to Rava, the Chacham also are agreeing that we're talking about Shaloi Midatoi. So Zok Tiyimai. The Kesef Ayidei Atzmai in Ayidei Acherim Loi. Only if he pays over the Kesef and not the Acherim. Even though we just explained that the Mishnah told much Shalei Midat, both according to Bai and according to Rav, and explaining Remeir. Mechte Shemanu L'Rabbanan Di Amri Schusu Shiyeitzi Mitachas Yad Rabba L'Cheres. We know that the Rabbanan absolutely disagree with Reb Meir, and they hold it to schus. Doesn't everybody want to be a free person and not be a slave? Utanina, like we quoted above, Zochel lo adam shloim befanavim chavumay ele befanav. So ibazoi, why does it say because of Ayidei Atzmai and not Al Yedei Acherim, even if it's shloim midate? The Eved has no idea that this is going on. He is fast asleep. He doesn't know. Who cares whether he knows or not? It's a schus. The Eved, when he finds out that somebody is freeing him, he's going to go and jump for joy. He's going to dance the hora. He's going to be so happy. So why does the Mishnah say only Kesef Ayidei Atzmai? Why not Ayidei Acherim? Vachitayman, maybe you're going to say pshat in the Mishnah. When the Chacham say Kesef Ayidei Atzmai, what they mean is Afal Yidei Atzmai. In other words, they're addressing Remeir. Remeir said, because of Ayidei Acherim. Say the Chum, no. Ayidei Acherim, and also Al Yidei Atzmai. The Kamash Mulan, why does the Mishnah even bother telling us this Ayidei Atzmai? The Chiddush of the Rabban is, Yesh Kinyan Li Eved B'loi Rabbi. That the Eved can have a Kinyan even without his Rabbi. In other words, you can hand over money to the Eved, and he can hold on to it, and then subsequently give it to the Rabbi, because he has his own mode of kinyan that he can, in a sense, keep it, and it doesn't automatically go to the rabbi. We're going to talk about this on the Omid days in greater detail, because the chayyim don't we always hold Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi. But we'll see in Mir Tashem. In the meantime, Rashi says at this point, how does he have a kinyan? When you gave it to him, Amanas She'ein L'Rabbi Rishus Boy. So the chum would hold, if you just hand over money, automatically it goes to the other. Hand over money with a stipulation, then it belongs to the Eved. Now the Eved can go and subsequently hand it over to the other to free himself. Okay, so what have we said so far? We've said so far, according to Rabbanan, talking about Shaloi Midatai, but since it happens to be a schus, why did it say in the Mishnah, by Kesef, only Ayidei Atzmai, L'Choyra Ayidei Acherim? Einachami, Staka Kesef Ayidei Atzmai, V'Ayidei Acherim, no problem. So now let's continue on Bishtar. Yihochi em Sefer. Bishtar Ayidei Acherim. It's Masha Dei Acherim. Lo Ayidei Atzmai. Why can't the Eved receive the Shtar Ayidei Atzmai? But Kaimelon, don't we have that famous halacha? The Yidvi Yadabon Ki Echad. So don't the Rabbanan subscribe to this halacha? And if that's the case, why does it say in the Mishnah Shtar Ayidei Acherim? It should be Ayidei Atzmai. V'chi Teimel, you're going to say, Einachanami. My Ayidei Acherim. Both Ayidei Atzmai and Ayidei Acherim. Why does the Mishnah focus on Ayidei Acherim since it's all to Al Yidei Atzmai? Because the Mishnah wants to take a Kamash Malon, the Schus will be ever changed with Achyot. In other words, that's the Rabbanan's position against Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds it, it's a choy. Say the Rabbanan, it's not a choy. It's a schus. And therefore, shtar, you don't need to give it to the Eved, you give it to Achayrim. Even Shalem Edatoy. So now, at this point, what we have said is that according to Rabbanan, when it says Kesva Yidei Atzmai, Lav Davka, it means Kesva Yidei Achayrim, and Al Yidei Atzmai, and the Chiddush of the Chacham by Kesva Yidei Atzmai is to tell you that you can give money to an Eved al Menas Sheim the Rabbi Rishusboy, and he has a Kenyan, and therefore the Eved can take possession of the money and hand it over a day later, a week later, to free himself. And by Shtar, it's also both Ayyidei Atzmai and Ayyidei Acherim. And the Chiddush Ayyidei Acherim is Lahoitzi Meliban of Rameir to tell you that it's a Schus Le'Eved and not a Choyv Le'Eved. Well, if that's the case, so then both Kesef and Shtar, Ayyidei Atzmai, Ayyidei Acherim. It's a very good word, Hachin Erved of Inisnino. So why doesn't the Mishnah go and do a shortcut? And the Chum should go and say, Bekesef, Uvishtar, Ben Ayyidei Acherim, Ben Ayyidei Atzmai. Wouldn't that be much more succinct and much clearer? Says Imara Ella Bekesef, Ben Ayyidei Acherim, Ben Ayyidei Atzmai. Kesef is stuck in both. Ayyidei Acherim and Ayyidei Atzmai. Even though it says in the Mishnah, Kesef Ayyidei Atzmai, is to tell us the Chiddush that you can be Makna Kesef to the Eved Amenash Eim Rav Rishusboy, and therefore, but Avad Ayyidei Acherim also works, because according to the Rabbanan, it's a Schusu Li'evel Leitzil Acheris, so therefore both Ayyidei Atzmai, Ayyidei Acherim, that's my Kesef. Mishtar, however, is only Ayyidei Acherim, for Loi Ayyidei Atzmai. How is that possible? Because that part of the Mishnah, Mishnah Yidei Achirim, is not the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who? That's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. The son of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Oimer, Af Mishtar Yidei Achirim, V'loi Yidei Atzmai. That second part of Mishtar Yidei Achirim, that's not Reb Shimon ben Elazar. V'sholish Machloika is Bidova. Now, what our Gemara is telling us now is a big chiddush in textual modification. Meaning, if you go back to the Mishnah, where it says the Chachamim Oyin Bekesva Ayidei Atzmai Bishtar Ayidei Achirim, if this was only the Chachamim speaking, then it would say both Bekesef and Bishtar, both Ayidei Atzmai and Ayidei Achirim, like the Gemara concluded a moment ago. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah. And therefore it says, Gemara, you're right, we have to split these Chachamim into two pieces. The Chachamim Oyin Bekesva Ayidei Atzmai, full stop, exclamation point. Let me tell you what the Chum really hold. Bekesef Ayyidei Atzmai, and Bekesef Ayyidei Achirim, and Bishtar Ayyidei Atzmai, Ubishtar Ayyidei Achirim. That's the Chum. Now insert Reb Shimon Elazar Oimer. When it comes to Shtar Ayyidei Achirim, and it's not only Bishtar, Reb Shimon Elazar says, both Bekesef Ubishtar Ayyidei Achirim, V'loi Ayyidei Atzmai. When it comes to the case of Kesef and Shtar, Af Bishtar, which means both Kesef and Shtar, only through Achirim and not through Atzmai. Why not through Atzmai? Because whatever is going to go in the hands of the Eved, Machakona Eved, Kona Rabbi, instantaneously. And he does not hold of the famous Allah of Gitabi Yadim Bayim Kiyachot. And therefore, you cannot go and free him by giving him the Shtar himself. You have to go and give it to Achirim.
But it says, Bekesef Ayyidei Atzmai, Chacham Omer Kesef Ayyidei Atzmai.
Because, stop, that's the Chacham speaking.
Right, but so how can we impute now Reb Shimon Elazar as being the Chacham?
We're not imputing. We're now throwing in Reb Shimon Elazar after the word Atzmai. We did a full stop. Chacham Omer Kesef Ayyidei Atzmai, exclamation point, done, ended a pasuk, we begin a new pasuk. This new pasuk is, Reb Shimon Elazar Oimer. Both Bishtar Ayyidei Achirim and by Kesef Ayyidei Achirim V'loi Ayyidei Atzmai. I know it's a tremendous Chiddush, but that's how Rashi is learning Pshat in the Gemara, that we're splitting up the Chacham into two pieces. First piece of Kesef Ayyidei Atzmai, that's only the Chacham. And if you ask the Chacham, tell us what else would you like to say? Kesef Ayyidei Atzmai, Ayyidei Achirim. Shtar Ayyidei Atzmai, Ayyidei Achirim. Because both Kesef and Shtar Ayyidei Atzmai, Ayyidei Achirim, everything helps. Both
of them. The fun of no problem. It's all schus.
Exactly. Put full stop. What is this Bishtar Ayyidei Achirim? This is no longer the Rabbanan speaking. This is now Reb Shimon Elazar speaking. And what is Reb Shimon Elazar saying? That Bishtar, and parenthetically, and also Kesef, only Ayyidei Achirim, V'loi Ayyidei Atzmai, Why not Al Yidei Atzmai? Because anything that's going to come in the hands of the Eved automatically is going to go in the hands of the Adai, and therefore he's not going to be free. Any money that you give him will go straight to the Adai's pocket, therefore he didn't give him anything. Any shtar that he receives, since he does not hold Gitta V'yodei Boim Kechot, it's as if the Adai is putting it from his right pocket and putting it into his left pocket. That's what he wants to say. Shalosh Machlokes B'Dafim. Now what I've just told you is succinctly brought in the Rashi. We'll go through the Rashi and you'll see how it all becomes very clear. Shalosh Machlokes B'Dafim. Right, everybody has it, about 12 yeah. lines before the white line. So first we go Remeir. Remeir Islay, the Kesef Al Yidei Acherim, Vafilish Loi Midatay. Kesef Al Yidei Acherim, even against his will.
It's a chav cholo.
How does that work?
Right.
So we had a baya.
What a baya says it. By kesef that vis a vis avodim bal korchoi. Rashi doesn't bring that. Rashi rather brings rava svara, as Rashi will bring in another two or three lines, because it's a kabbalas rabbi garmaloi, and not the kabbalas achirim. The achirim are just the mechanism of getting the money to the rabbi, right. But it's the rabbi that effects the kinyan. And the rabbi is not doing it as a shliach. He's not doing it as a schus for the eved.
He's doing a principle.
For his own personal interest. His personal interest is get rid of the eved, get the money, and so therefore that's how he's machnit. So I don't need that the rabbi does it. Midate, shli midate. The rabbi is in charge. It's his eved. He does whatever he wants with the eved.
Make it with a schus for an eved or a kol for the eved. It's just that the rabbi, it's all dependent on the rabbi.
Exactly. That's the kabbalist rabbi garmulai. Like Rabbi said, I think Rashi is going to bring them another two lines. So nachol. Don't allow the money to flow through the hands of the Eved, then Kinyan Eved will be Rabbi. As soon as you give it to the Eved, boom, it's going to be in the Rabbi's. And therefore, you have to make sure that the Acherim are the ones that give. That's Kesla Yidei Acherim. Ubishtar Ayidei Atzmai, Vloy Ayidei Acherim. Because we're talking about Shaloy Midatoi. So you can't have the Acherim go and accept the Shtar. The Chayvulai. It's a Chayv. So, Frank Dimar, the Kesef, Avagav the Choyvuloi, the Kesef is also Choyvuloi, but our Mishnah allows the Kesef Ayidei Acherim. So, Abayi would say the reason is because Kesef is a separate din on its own. It's Koine Bal Korche, Friesen Bal Korche. But Rashi goes with Rava, because usually you buy it for Rava, Halachic Rava, so we go with Rava. A Kabbalah is Rabbi Garmaloi. It's not the Acherim that are affecting the Kinyan, they're just letting the money flow. It's the rabbi that takes the money in hand. He makes the kinyan. Rashi said before, Rav Einan Nasi Shluchai, he's doing what Tzarech Atzmai. So that's Rameir like we had before. So therefore, crystal clear, according to Rameir, when we talk about Kesef, we're saying Kesef Ayidei Acherim, V'loi Al Yidei Atzmai, because as soon as he's coined the Kesef, it's in the rabbi's hands. He can no longer use that to free himself. Ubishtar Ayidei Atzmai, V'loi Ayidei Acherim, because we're talking about a Bal Korchei situation, Shloi Midatoi, it's from Shloi Midatoi, the Acherim have no right to be Koine the Shtar without his acquiescence and consent. That's Remeir. Reb Shimon Lozer Islay. Remember the Reb Shimon Lozer parallel to Arashi in the Gemara, the son of Reb Shimon Lozer Oimer, Af Bishtai Yidei Acher, Vilei Yidei Acher. So he said, therefore, both Islay, back to the Rashi, Bein Bekesem, Bein Bishtai, because he says, Af Bishtar Ayidei Acherim. So it means both Bekesef Bishtar. Al Yidei Acherim, Vloy Yidei Atzmai. Why? The Kesover Tzchus Uloi. In this Prat, he holds like the Rabban that it's a Tzchus. Therefore, you can do it Ayidei Acherim. Even though he knows nothing about it, he's fast asleep. The Acherim can do it for him, both Kesef and Shtar, because it's a Tzchus. Vloy Yidei Atzmai. Why not Ayidei Atzmai? The Kabekesef Islay and Kinev Bele Rabbi. Even if you scream out, Almenas she'ein le rabbi rishus boy. Those words are meaningless. The money goes into the hands of the Eved, automatically they go to the rabbi, and therefore you want to be poidim, the Acherim should give the money directly to the rabbi. Don't let them flow through the hands of the Eved. If Rangi Kevin blew it up. The Gabishtar, less like Gitta Vyodi boy ki echad. He doesn't hold of Gitta Vyodi boy ki echad. So if you hand over the Shtar, it's like from right hand to left hand. Right pocket to left pocket. Kiritoni, like he says, Af Bishtar, Ayde Acherim, Bule Ayde Atzmai. The Koshke Mikesem, Kesem for sure. For sure, because there's Af Bishtar. Alla Bitravayu, Islay. So therefore, in both cases, both by Kesem and Bishtar, Al yidei atzmai loy. That's Reb Shimon Losh. Rabbanu the Masnisin islehu bekesef. Bein al yidei achidim. Bein al yidei atzmai. Bekesef both achidim and atzmai. Why? The yesh kinyan achidim yichzchus uloy. The achidim can be zoich on his behalf because it's a zchus. That's the Rabbanu. V'chein mishtar. Bein al yidei achidim. Bein al yidei atzmai. According to Rabbanu, both kesef and shtar. Ayidei atzmai. May ayidei achidim. That's sakal like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that Bein al yidei atzmoy, how can he go and be koine the shtar al yidei atzmoy? He's the Yevet. Get to the other boy in Keachar. Throughout Shas, when we find get to the other Keachar, that's the Rabbanan.
And Rameir.
Rabbanan and Rameir, correct. But not Reb Shimon Losa. Reb Shimon Losa said only the Ayidei Achenim v'lei Ayidei Atzmai. Exactly right. Now, since we're saying according to Rabbanan, Bein B'Kesef, Bein B'Shtar, Bein Ayidei Atzmai, Bein Ayidei Achenim, why don't we mix it Lervenu v'lisninu in the Mishnah and put them all together? Why Lervenu v'lisninu? Mishum the Sefer, the last part of the Chachamim, are not the Chachamim speaking. The Shtar Ayidei Achenim in the Mishnah, this is Reb Shimon Elazar he, that says when we're talking about Shtar, and kesef, only Ayidei Achenim, and not Ayidei Atzmai. Avareisha, but the first part of the Chacham are speaking. Hachi Ka'amalei Rabbanu L'Rameir, Rabbanu are responding to Rameir, that what? When you said Rameir, kesef Ayidei Achenim, it's af b'kesef Ayidei Atzmai. The Yesh Kinyan, and Evid could have a Kinyan b'lei Rabbi, if you hand it over to him with an almanaz, she'en l'Rabbi Rishisman. Because Kinyan Ayidei Achenim. And certainly Ayidei Achenim, why? The Schusu, Lili Evid. Not like you, Rameir, that you hold it's a chayv, it's a schus. Because Kein Shtar is a schus. Because Kein Shtar, you don't have to worry about Yesh Kini Evel Rabbi Enkin, Avada through Shtar, everything works beautifully. Therefore, Banu Lefar, okay. So, with this, we understand now the Chum Oymer Kesav Ayidei Atzmai, back in the Mishnah, Kesav Ayidei Atzmai, and Ayidei Achenim, and Shtar Ayidei Atzmai, the Ayidei Achenim. So why didn't we do a Lervin of listening? Because the Chacham end after the words Kes Ayidei Atzmai. Period. From Bishtar, that's the Seifa, that's where Reb Shimon Elazar is speaking. Reb Shimon Elazar said, oh, no, no, Bishtar, as well as Kesef. It's only Ayidei Achenim, v'loi Ayidei Atzmai. Why not Ayidei Atzmai? Because he doesn't subscribe to Gita B'Yodei Bo'in Kech. And then Rashi has a perhaps another way of learning, which he rejects. And that is, Vimbon Lefarish Machloikis Vuloina. Draban Islu. Bekesef Bein Ayidei Atzmai. Bein Ayidei Achenim. Ubishtar Ayidei Achenim Vuloi Ayidei Atzmai. Maybe we should learn Pshat in the Mishnah, not that these are two separate mandiyama like we've been learning. Chacham Oimrim Kes Ayidei Atzmai. Stop. And now Reb Shimon Elazar. Rather go and learn that this whole part of the Mishnah is Chacham, which of course is the simple Pshat. And learn the Chacham Oimrim Kes Ayidei Atzmai. The Ayidei Achenim. Ubishtar Ayidei Achenim. V'loi al yedei atzmai. Look, what does that mean, shtar, loi al yedei atzmai? That means that the Eved cannot accept the get himself because he doesn't hold of gita v'yodri boi kecha. Zokti Yemora, if you learn pshat like that, that that's pshat in the Mishnah. And Reb Shimon Elazar sovei k'ramei v'kes al yedei atzmai loi, v'ein kinyan. U'k'rabanu b'shtar v'ein gita v'yodri boi kecha, that he, Reb Shimon Elazar, and Rabbanan will both hold Bishtar Ayidei Achenim, V'loi Al Yidei Atzmai, the Ein Gita V'yodei Boin Ke'echad, in Kain, Hode Kaimelon, that that we say throughout Shas, in Gittin, and Kiddushin, the Gita V'yodei Boin Ke'echad, Yechidoihi, that'll only be a Das Yochid, like Brother Shai said a moment ago, Kirem Meir of Din Elei. That cannot be. This universal, famous rule of Gita V'yodei Boin Ke'echad is a Yochid, it's Rav Meir, not Misavim. The Reisha, the Miltza, the first part of the Chachamim are speaking, and they're saying Bekesef Ayidei Atzmai VeAyidei Achenim UBishtar Ayidei Atzmai VeAyidei Achenim. And since Bishtar Ayidei Atzmai Gita V'Yodei Boin Ke'echad, the Seif, it's only the second part of the Chachamim which says Bishtar Ayidei Achenim V'Lei Ayidei Atzmai. That's from Shimon Elazar that he holds both Bekesef UBishtar Ayidei Achenim V'Lei Ayidei Atzmai. So therefore, we have a three-way machlokes in the Mishnah itself. Even the Mishnah on the surface is only quoting Rameh and the Chum. we have to force Reb Shimon Elazar into the middle of the Chachamim and split it up. Chachamim say Kesayi De'atzmai and Shtayi De'atzmai and Kesayi De'achirim and Shtayi De'achirim. That's all the Kunit Chachamim and the Shtayi De'achirim. V'le'ayi De'atzmai. That part is going to contribute Reb Shimon Elazar, not according to the Chachamim.
How do we conclude the Mishnah Mavashi Akesef Mishal Achirim? It feels like it's unifying the whole Chachamim Omrim into one clause. When we learned the Mishnah yesterday, that whole part of the Mishnah is one thing. You put in that, you quote a full stop in the middle there. But that's not how the Mishnah reads when you add the final part of the Mishnah.
You're 100% right. This Mavashi here, I guess Mishal Achirim, you're going to have to jump over the Mishnah Yedei Achirim. In other words,
copy paste into before version of Malazim.
Yeah, exactly. You have to do some copy.
A lot of surgery on that.
Good. Omar Abba, back to the Gemara. Four lines to the bottom. My time, Reb Shimon Elazar. Remember, Reb Shimon Elazar says, Vein b'kesef, vein b'shtar, ayde achir v'lei ayde atzim. Why? Come alola ma'isha. That's what you brought before.
Yeah.
Ma'isha, at yoytzi get l'rishus she'ena shaloi. She'ena shaloi means not the rishus of the odoi, or in this case, by the wife, the husband. Afevenami at yoytzi get l'rishus she'ena shaloi. Which means, how does an Isha get divorced? Says Rashi, V'nasim b'yodza. The Baal has to release the Shtar into her hand. So therefore, Achiyoti get Rishus, She'ene Shaloi, it's got to leave, his Rishus, his being the husband, and now being transferred to the Isha. Afev Nami, you know when he will become free. Achiyoti get Rishus, She'ene Shaloi. The get has to go and be deposited, and a shus which is not that of the odoi. If you're going to put it in the Eved's hand, Masha kona Eved, kona Rabbi. The only way that the Eved is going to go free is if you put in somebody else's rishus. That's why you have to have the Acherim. That's why Reb Shimon Elazar says, Apishtai the Acherim, loy ayyadei atzim.
So how does Reb Shimon Elazar learn the Nasan Biyada?
Because what's the difference then between the Eved and the Isha?
Yeah.
So Rashi explained, because the Isha, her Ramach Evorim Vishasa Gidim, her guf never belonged to the rabbi.
He only had the Kinyan Aperis.
Exactly, Kinyan Aperis, the Kinyan Masi Adayim, only financial interest, but it's not that her guf belongs to him. So therefore, if he puts it into her hands always belong to her. Her Masi Adayim, whatever she manufactured with hands, she did it, she cooked, that belongs to him. But the hands itself belong to her. So therefore, it leaves his rishus and it goes into her rishus. Evan, on the other hand, his hands belong to the Odin. The Odin has not two hands, he has four hands. And if he has, like, that's why we learn here by Rabbi four hands. Anyway, but the point is, what happens if he has two of them? They have six hands. Good. So they have Evan Nami, that's going to summit. Aye, what about Kitav Yodai Bo'in Kiyachar? Shimon Elazar doesn't hold of the Kitav Yodai Bo'in Kiyachar. So what do the Rabbanan hold with this Lola? Says Rashi, the Rameir and the Chacham have a much easier drasha. Look at the last Rashi. Shein Shaloi Shal Rabbi. Rabbanan Gamri Hachi. Ma'ish Mekabel is Gitta. Just like you give the get in the hands of the Isha. La, Av Evan Mekabel get. Put it into his hand. Just like you give the woman to put into her hands, you put it in the hands of the Kelsey. The fact that he happens to be Kufai and this Masi, very simple, a simplistic shot, just like Vinosim Biyadah, in this case, Vinosim Biyadah, and finish, you don't have to give to the other one. Boy, Rabbi. So Rabbi asks now a fascinating question. The Reb Shimon Elazar, Ebi Kanani Masri Ushiyas Shliach, the Kabel Gitoy Biyad Rabbi. Can he appoint a Shliach? Until now we spoke about Acherim doing it, their Zoich on his behalf. Here we're talking about that the Eved Kenani appoints a Shliach to go and accept the get from the rabbi. Now he himself cannot accept the get according to Reb Shimon Elazar, because Masha Kona Eved, Kona Rabbi. So Kibin Degom, Malola Meisha, do we say Keisha, just like a woman can go and appoint a Shliach L'Hailocha or Shliach L'Kabbalah, he too, the Eved Kenani, can also appoint the Shliach LeKabbalah on his behalf. Oy Dilma, Isha di'ihi Matzi Mekabelas Gita, Shliach Nami Matzi Meshavya, Eved. I'm sorry, Nami Matzi Meshavya, Eved di'ihu LeMekabel Gita, Shliach Nami LeMatzi Meshavya. What the Gemara learns is, in its Shaila, L'Choira, a person who doesn't What's the inyan of a shliach? Inyan of shliach is I could do right. I can do A, B, and C. Shliach shel adam kemois, like Brother Barry says, and therefore, just like that, I can do it. I authorize and empower somebody else to do it on my behalf. Instead of my walking to the post office, I send a shliach to walk to the post office. I could do it myself, but instead, I'm empowering, authorize somebody else to go and take to the post office. Okay. Here, however, the Eved, if he wanted to receive the get in his own hand, he couldn't do that because Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi. So maybe he cannot appoint a shliach to do something that he himself could not do. Can he authorize somebody to do something that he as Mishaliach couldn't do? Shliach do it on my behalf? So that's the Shaila. Dilma Isha Di'i Matzah Mekabel Is Gita. Since she herself can be Mekabel the get, so shliach not matzah b'shavi, she can appoint a shliach. But ever the iu loy mekabel gita, he cannot get the get for himself. We don't say gita v'yada boin kechad. So maybe shliach not miloy matzah b'shavi. So the Rabbi said the bai had the pashta. After the Gemara asked the shayla, he immediately was poishit. La meisha ki isha, just like an isha can appoint a shliach, an eved can appoint a shliach. So even though he doesn't have the power to accept the get on his own, he can empower somebody else to do that. Faitimara, really? If that's the case, that gets us involved in another famous machloikis. We have a famous shaila. When I bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, hopefully Mechem still today or tomorrow we'll be able to bring korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash. I can't bring it myself. I have to have the kahanim to do the avoda. Now is a kohen representing me and you, or is the kohen representing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in bringing the korbanos? So you say to yourself, who cares, what difference does it make? I give it to the kohen. Kohen, do I have to ask for your certificate? You're my shliach, Rabbeinu Shel shliach. Rashi says a big nafkimina. What's a nafkimina? What happens if I am not on best terms with this kohen, and I'm a mudr hanoa from this kohen? In other words, me and this kohen, we don't see eye to eye, and so therefore, he cannot do anything on my behalf that gives me any hanoa, because he's mudr hanoa from me. Of course, I can go to a second kohen, a third kohen. We're talking about this particular kohen who comes to the door and says, oh, I hear that you have a carbon. Oh, it's that kohen. Really, that guy that I'm not on good terms with. I'm mudr hanoa. Can he bring the carbon on my behalf? If he shluch a didan, then I cannot, because I made a neder that he shouldn't go. I can't have a noa from him, or he made a neder, I can't have a noa from him. And so therefore, you can't. However, if it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I have nothing to do with you. I'm just doing a Kaddish Baruch Hu service. I'm not doing a service for you. So then he would be able to. That would be the nafkimina. So for the Gemara, we have a halacha that Rav Huna Bereir Yeshua says, Hani kahani shluchim derachmanan ninu, they are shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. These are kadai, the shluchim didan ninu. If they're our shluchim, mi ikamidi da anan le matzinan of dinan, is it possible that I and you, non-kohanim, cannot bring a carbon, the inu matzi avdi, and they can do the avoid on our behalf? How can it be my shliach if I myself can't do it? How can I authorize him to do it on my behalf? I don't have the authority to hand over and to authorize it. And therefore, that's why Rav Huna said, muzlich zayin de kehana ma shluchin rahman. Afraid to marvel loy? They must be shluchin rahman and not shluchin didan. Because the shluchin didan, if I cannot do it, how can I authorize and empower a kohen to do it? I don't have the power to authorize it. Afraid to marvel loy? We have a case right over here. For av the de'iu loy matzim mekabel gitay, you just finished based on this lola me'ishu, you said, the Eved himself cannot be mekabel get, because as soon as he gets the get, it's as if the Odoin took it from right hand and put it into left hand. Ushliach matzi meshavi, but you said that he can appoint the shliach because of lola meisha. So you see that even though you don't have the power yourself, you can authorize someone else to do it on your behalf. And so therefore, by the kahanim say the same thing. I can't bring the kabbonis myself, but I can authorize a kai. But the two really are not parallel. Because Yisraeli Shaychi Betoyres Karbonis Klal. When it comes to bringing Karbonis, Yisraelim are totally off the charts. They have nothing to do with Karbonis. Only Kehanim do. And so therefore, you cannot say that since a Yisrael cannot do it, he cannot authorize a Kohen to do it. The only one that can authorize it is God Almighty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and that's why they're called Shluchei D'Rachmana, because if they're Shluchei D'Idan, they'd have to sit on their hands all day. They could never bring korbanos because I can't authorize. However, Eved Shayach begin, an Eved is Shaykh in the Parsha of Gittin. Tisanya, let me bring you a Raya. Near Nadwarm Sha'ebed Makabu Gito Shalchaber Miyad Rabbi Shalchaveroi Avaloi Miyad Rabbi Shaloi. We spoke about an Eved appointing a Shliach. Let's look who the Shliach is. If the Shliach is a fellow Eved that belongs to the same Rabbi, then we haven't accomplished anything. Just like when the Odai puts the get in the hands of my first Eved, it's like taking it from the right pocket, putting it into the left pocket, right hand into the left hand. If he gives it to his fellow Eved that's also an Eved of the same Rabbi, he got the same problem. However, if you point an Eved from somebody else's Rabbi, so then he has nothing to do with my Rabbi. In that sense, he's totally independent. So when you give it to that other person, then it would work. Ah, so since an Eved is Shayach in the Parsha of Gittin, even though in this particular case, the Eved cannot accept it for himself, but he can accept it for others, other Avadim that happen to work for other Adonim. Oh, so therefore he does have a Shayach in the Parsha of Gittin. That's why he can authorize another Eved to work on his behalf. Okay, Ubavachi Akesim Mishalachim. So we discussed this already briefly on the Omen Aleph, and now the Gemara is going to crystallize it, and it's a very simple Gemara from here to the bottom. And that is, what did Reb Meir say? The Kesef Al Yidei Acher. Don't have the Eved give his own funds. How does the Eved get funds? I'm going to hand over $100 to the Eved and tell him, give it to the Adon to free yourself. Don't do that. Because as soon as you give it to the Eved, Mashukana Eved, Kana Rabbi. Do it on Yidei Acherim. The other should go directly to the Adai and give him the money. The Chum said, no, Kesef Al Yidei Atzmai. You give it to him, tell him it's for purpose of freeing yourself, he takes the money, and then he can give it subsequently to the Adai a day later, a week later. Aha. So what's the Machlaikis? So Yimar is going to have three possible interpretations. Number one, Neymar Kemiflik Yidei Meyesover Ein King the Eved Bli Rabbi. An Eved does not have an independent yad to make a kinyan. Anything and everything, he's just an extended hand of his rabbi. Just like by the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Miriam stuck out her hand. Just the extended hand. Just the
Amma.
The Amma, exactly. Here we're talking about an Amma, about a Shifcha, or an Eved. So, Ein Kin Li Ebeli Rabbi. The Eved is just the extended hand of his rabbi. Ve'en Kin Li Shebeli Bala. And there's no kinyan to Isha with Baal, even though our Mishnah Gemara is not talking about Isha, but we just bring it in. La la, the same halacha would apply. Ein kinyan to Isha b'lei Baal. That's what the Meir holds. That's why make sure you give the kesef ayin echer. Rabbanan Tzavri, yesh kinyan to Isha b'lei Rabbi, yesh kinyan to Isha b'lei Baal. No. You can go and give an Eved something, and it will belong to him. It won't belong automatically to the Odoin. So now we're not talking about Mit Almanas cases, we're just talking in general, that Reb Meir holds no such thing as a kinyan b'lei rabbi, and Rabbanan say, yes, yesh kinyan b'lei rabbi. Rabbi Rav Sheshes, no, tikuli alma, ain kinyan b'lei rabbi. That anytime you hand over something to a Eved, automatically, instantaneously, it belongs to the rabbi. And same thing with Gabed Ish, v'kinyan ish b'lei bal. V'achamai skin v'yakalei, acher, mana v'yomali almanas. Oh, these monies were handed over with a stipulation. On the condition, Shehem Rabbah Rishus Boy, the Meyasavah Ki Omele Kani, as soon as he says, here, Eved, take this gelt and be koine, Almanas Shehem Rabbah Rishus Boy, when he says the first words, Kani or Kni, Kani Eved, the Kani Rabbe, instantaneously, simultaneously, as soon as I give the monies to the Eved, it goes to the Rabbi, it belongs to the Rabbi already. Ki Omele, now when I tagged along with him, I said, oh, but with a stipulation, with that condition, Almanas. Those words are meaningless.
And if you said it in the reverse, if you first said the Tanai Kodom Lamaisa?
I was thinking of the same question. I didn't see, the Gemara doesn't address it.
Because Rami always holds Tanai Kodom Lamaisa is valid, otherwise it's not. Mm-hmm. The way he's formulating it, even according to his Shita, it's not valid at all. So it doesn't, it stems.
No, it stems very nicely. Anyway, but the Masa, the Gemara says, that's the machloikis. The machloikis is not legabe, whether inherently an Eved can be koina la'atma, he cannot be koina la'atma, machikana Eved, koina rabbi, unless and until you attach to it this type of stipulation. Says Ramey, stipulation ahin, stipulation ahead, says Gunish, it's all meaningless. But in Sabri, Kim Yim Amanas, Amanas, Anli Tanai, no, the Tanai will help And therefore, that's why it says in the Mishnah, it can even be kesef al yidei atzmai, according to Chah. Not according to me, according to Chah. So that was pshat number two. Right, pshat number one is, he holds yesh kinyan le'evav le'rabi, he holds ein kinyan le'evav le'rabi. Pshat number two is Rav Sheshes, that says, everybody holds ein kinyan le'evav le'rabi, which can add a stipulation, amenas, according to Ramey, that amenas is worthless, according to the Chum, that amenas will work. The blood says a third pshat, because Omar, even with the almanas, even the rabbanon would agree that almanas is worthless. As soon as it gets in the hands of the eved, instantaneously is in the hands of the odoid, with the almanas, and the almanas is good. So what's the machlok is? Och my skin to go to atile acher mana vi amale almanas she teitzi boy lecheirus. Not that he said I'm giving it to you to the eved. Almanas she in the rabbi chrishus boy. Because according to this third version, everybody holds that's worthless. Mashkan Evet, Kana Rabbi. But if he says, I'm not giving the money to you, Evet, it's not yours. Rather, I'm just giving it to you like a pikodoy. I'm putting it into a trust account that you're in charge of. In storage. But it doesn't belong to you. What can you do with this fund? Only one thing. You can use it to go and free yourself. Ah, since the Evet was not coined, he, in a sense, made him like a FedEx delivery man. I'm giving you the funds, but not that you own it. Only to hand it over the cheres. Whichever way you phrase the phraseology, it makes no difference. As soon as it goes into the hands of the Eved, it's as if you put it in the hands of the rabbi. Because the two hands of the Eved are like the extra two hands of the rabbi. He has four hands instead of two. Again, any almanas in the world is not going to help. For Panan Samik, with all due respect, I'm not giving it to the Eved. Listen, I'm not giving it to the Eved. It's not yours. You're just the custodian. You're the trustee, but it's not yours. Therefore, in that case, he's only holding on to it as a pikadon, as a guardianship, whatever you want to call it. And then it's going to go to the Eved, and therefore, that's why it says in the Mishnah, Kun Rabbanan, Kesef, even Al Yedei Atzmoi. Mitzvah to be continued tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you all for listening, for participating. Wendy, welcome back. Good to have you back.
Wendy,